This is my experience with flashing OpenBK firmware onto a KMC smart plug. The device KMC3153, a smart mini plug rated for 15 amp hours, 125 AC 60 Hz. Not so mini, however. Plugged into a standard US double socket outlet, would not allow using the other socket with a three-prong grounded plug. A two-prong one would fit. Purchased from Amazon. Product page. Teardown fairly easy to do. There are two straight line segments on the perimeter of the back cap. I used a utility knife into those to pry the back cap a bit. Then a sharp, small flat screwdriver popped the cap without much resistance. The cap is held with glue. The internals slide out effortlessly. The ground pin is just a pass-through. Does not connect to the board. Caution. The cap must be glued back, otherwise pulling the plug from the wall socket leaves you with the empty shell in hand and exposed hot guts on the socket. Dangerous. A very good reason to prefer the wireless Tuya Cloud Cutter flashing if until available over disassembly for wired flashing. I glued the cap back with Loctite Super Glue Ultra Gel Minis, left it 24 hours to cure. Tested the plug on a few sockets, and it held together. For now. Hardware found chip. Beckon BK7231N board. CB2S firmware. 1.1.8, as reported by the Smart Life app. Flashing. A quick overview of my steps. 1. Prepared a rig to flash device over serial. 2. Didn't work. While troubleshooting. 3. Came across Tuya Cloud Cutter. That worked. 1. Flashing over serial setup. Soldered breadboard wires to the CB2S module. On the photo. Red, 3V 3. White, GND. Green, RX1. Blue, TX1. I had an orange grounded wire, which I used to reset the chip for programming. I am using SparkFun FT231X, which I've used before with ESP chips. The board provides 3.3 volt power. 2. Unsuccessful flashing attempts. I was using the UART program tool. For the first 20 attempts, I figured my reset timing was off. After I did some 40 more attempts, I decided to investigate. The issue is that the lonely button on the device is wired to the TX1 pin on the CB2S. In this way, effectively, the TX1 is being pulled up, and this would prevent any proper serial communication. The fix would be to disconnect the TX1 pin from the switch. My plan was to cut the trace marked in orange in the photo below, which corresponds to the orange connection in the circuit diagram above. After flashing, I would have reconnected the two points with a piece of wire to restore the button functionality. Again, I didn't do the above, because I found Tuya Cloud Cutter. 3. Flashing with Tuya Cloud Cutter. This tool worked great for me. It's based on exploiting a vulnerability. The details are an excellent read. Recommended. This, of course, means that newer firmware may have the vulnerability fixed, and this tool won't work anymore. While running the tool, it will ask for the target device. I could not find a match for the KMC plug. My selections, identified with the one param to the prompts, were: I picked LSPA7 based on images from the net that looked like the KMC plug. The LSPA7 is already covered here. It's a UK plug, and it's not using the BK7231N chip. Nevertheless, the above choices worked on my KMC plug. The tool can be used without opening the device, and no wires, soldering, or cutting. I already had it open, and in the rig, so I had just power to the CB2S from the FT231X. Normally, you'd have it plugged into a wall socket, and it's all done wirelessly OTA. On the other hand, you may need to do some tweaks to your environment to make the tool run. See DNS hiccup. Flashing notes. Some notes about my process after I did all four plugs that I have. 1. AP mode. The Tuya Cloud Cutter requires putting the plug in AP mode. It offers two ways of doing it, and I use this one. In my case, for this plug, in fast blinking, the LED goes brighter, and blinks about 2 times per second. Initially, I thought that was the slow blink. For slow blinking, the plug doesn't blink at all. With that, my process of putting the plug in AP mode was: power off, wait 5 seconds, power on, wait 5 seconds. Dot.